follow His guidance. Maybe one of the reasons why you've fallen down tonight is because you stopped following the Good Shepherd. And if that's the case, then you need to get up and you need to follow closer than you have in the past. Christ has promised us victory. When we watch a race, we don't know what the outcome will be. There are lots of predictions that are made in races as to who's going to win, who's going to lose. We don't know, and that's why we watch. What is unique about the race that you and I are running in is that the end's been promised. If we will get up and get in the race, if we will run and not give up, then we have been promised victory. In 1 Corinthians chapter 15, in light of a resurrected Savior, in verse 17, Paul says, "But thanks be to God, which giveth us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, my beloved brethren, be ye steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, for as much as you know that your labor is not in vain in the Lord." Victory has been promised, but we must stay in the race. If you think that you can gain victory by staying down, you are mistaken. You have to remain steadfast, unmovable, determined. And when life gets hard, you have to be determined in your faith to stay true and loyal to your Savior. In Romans chapter 8, this is a passage that people will go to when they need some encouragement and some comfort. In verses 37 and 39, Paul says that in all these we are more than conquerors through Him that loved us. For I am persuaded that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. As unexpected as things occur, as hard as things may be, as uncertain as they may seem, Paul assures us that nothing can keep us from conquering with Christ. That's good to know. That's good to know when life becomes difficult. If you've fallen down, get up and run. Get up and run. The Lord is willing to help you up. There are others running who want to help you up and to encourage you along the way. If you've fallen down, get up and run. If you're here tonight as a child of God and this lesson is hitting home for you, then whatever sin that has overtaken you, you need to renounce it. Give it up. And seek the forgiveness of our Savior that is afforded through prayer. There may be some here this evening who are not in the race. You've not gotten in the race in the first place. You're not a Christian. You've not obeyed the gospel. In other passages, Paul says that, well, if you're going to get in a race, you have to follow the rules. How do you get in the race? Well, if you have faith that Jesus Christ is the Son of God, you will resolve to repent of your sins and begin living for Him, and you will confess your faith before Him and others and be baptized into Christ for the remission of those sins, then you can get in the race tonight and start running. If we can help you in this race, please come forward and make your request known right now as together we stand and sing.